Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, man.
We've been getting good reviews on that interview, dog.
It was like, man, I'm gonna have to start looking at the website stuff like that. Everybody been checking out the website, they've been checking it out, you know, on my page, so.
Well, hey,
It can only get better.
Check it out. My fault, man. My fault.
No,
I just want to tell everybody. If y'all ain't got a chance, check it out, man. Y'all can go to sincitydotspruce.com. Boy, Cash chilling in the Hoosier Lounge. Kicking it with my man, Waylo. We're getting it in. Having a good time. Talking shit. Real good interview, y'all. Check it out.
Actually, man, right now, While I'm sitting there watching you feed your face, you can go to sincitydotspruce.com chat room and watch this motherfucker eat some barbecue or some shit eating over there.
That's fish, man. I'm eating fish. I'm eating healthy, brother. I'm eating healthy.
All I see is a fork and some damn jaws rolling.
All right, man. I'm
Come
eating
to the
healthy.
Chat room, y'all. We live in the chat room.
Even though I'm going to touch it down with the belt.
Showcasing our new Sin City shirt. And I'm looking pretty goddamn good, I must say myself.
I'm digging that shirt, bro.
Huh?
Now, why? Okay, let me ask you a question, man. Why is it that when I will say at nighttime, it was a big problem, but when you wear them, it's cool. You look cool.
Because I'm a pretty motherfucker. Pretty motherfuckers get away with shit like that.
Oh, really? That what that is? You look like Ray Charles, motherfucker.
Grab me a river, motherfucker. Grab me a river. Hey, wait a minute.
What up?
Did you see my post I put on the page for you, dog? We got to together talk to
you. Man. I appreciate it. You came straight to my phone. I was like, look at them.
Hey, we got to talk about some dates, too, man. Either end of March or beginning of April, man. I'm gonna be that way, man. We got to do another Hoosier Lounge.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know. I'm supposed to be doing a little stint in Ohio.
I'll let you know about 2 weeks in advance, dog.
Okay.
And we can take our pick of 3 days. Then
I'll
be there.
What's up.
All right, back to the show, y'all. All right, today is fuck you day. We're going to send out our fuck yous. So we're going to start with LaFon. LaFon, who you want to send a fuck you to today?
Randy off the damn road. That's who I want to send a fuck you to. Bitch, you could have killed me and my damn kid.
How she try to run you off the road?
Man, she had to stop. She was supposed to stop at the stop sign. Instead of her stopping at the stop sign, she went straight through the stop sign, and I had to swerve and also smack the fuck out of a pole.
Hey. Well, fuck you to the no drivers in Indiana.
To go get a blunt. That's what she stopped at the gas station to go get a blunt or whatever it's supposed to be. So go roll her blunt with.
All right. We're going to send it to the president of Hoosier Boy Entertainment.
Sure. I got a couple of fuck yous. I want to say fuck you to that.
Other than LaFonda. Other than LaFonda.
If I wanted to fuck him, I could, but I'm not trying to fuck him. So set
up.
Ooh. Well, damn.
I'm just saying.
Well, damn.
Trouble. I want to say fuck you to that lady at the currency exchange with that funky ass, hot ass breath. She needs to brush her shit.
Alright.
Fuck you to the lady that hit the fire hydrant that I had to fix today. And that's about it. Oh, and fuck everybody who don't fuck with SinCityDustBruce.com or Hoosier Boy Entertainment.
Michelle, fuck them all. Go ahead, dog.
Oh, I got a good one, man. Check this out, man. You know, despite being CEO of Sin City Radio, you know, motherfuckers still got to pay some bills. So, motherfuckers got another job, too. Man, motherfucker got to talk the shit at the job and didn't see me walking up behind. So this motherfucker got my name all in his mouth, man. So then when I snap on his ass, first thing come out of his mouth is, Why you getting mad, man? We was just joking. Fuck you, motherfucker. You wasn't joking. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm sending mine out to the job, too, man. Fuck them. Motherfuck them. Two times.
Send mine out to my job, too, because they making me come into work today, even though I got 103 degree fever. So fuck y'all. It's fuck y'all. Playing with my...
I like my job right now. So in other words,
when you called off, they pretty much told you,
"Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here."
They told me if I didn't come in, I was gonna be fired.
They pretty much told you, "You bring your ass to work."
Yeah, but when I expect everybody, that's when they got a problem.
All right, let me Let me ring man Wick in.
Wick, what's going on?
It was 71 degrees outside today. So, no, I did not have a coat on.
You said what?
I said it was 71 degrees outside out here.
Yeah, it's pretty hot here, too.
What's going on, Wick?
What's good? What's good, Tommy?
Yeah, just chilling. Now, before we go into the song, man, go ahead and get your... Fuck you.
Shit, to that same ass, regular ass workplace of mine. Fuck them.
Damn, man, everybody on the show needs a new job except Waylo. Well, only person got love for the gig.
Yeah. For the current moment in time, you know, they about to send me to Ohio, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, let's jump to this song right quick. It's called Kick in the Door by Jay Baller. Hey, LaFon, ain't Who Knows on this track?
Yeah.
I thought I heard him. All right, y'all, check it out. It's Jay Baller.
You're listening to another Lil Rich exclusive. Be sure to follow Lil Rich on Twitter at The Real Lil Rich.
I be kicking your door and I'm coming on in like it's a party, flooding on in. Tear the whole crib up like a riot. Red bag on your head, handcuff your hands to your feet and keep quiet. You need to start to run in the product. We've been watching for weeks. This ain't a random thing, we know that you got it. And please don't try to reason, cause you dealing with the wrong guy. I don't do the studio gangsters and make the song last. Anything I say, we done did it while we've been living. Even though it's in the past and we passed it, we can't forget it. It made us who we is, itching for the forbidden. Show you youngins how to run in a crib without a conviction. The level just changed, the game's working the nerve. The industry is full of lames, homos and nerds. Take this as music, but it's bigger than words. When I come up running full speed, looking like I'm dying of thirst, and I'm a...
And until he take it, I'ma profoundly make a statement. You want it, come get it. You cross me, I'm kicking in the door, within the 4-4. Face down, boy. Execution if you move. Thought you was slick, bitch. Show and prove. Talk out what your next move. Checkmate, it's too late. Who knows? Is it tape? J Baller, grab the weight. I'ma pop them if they move. No joke, cutthroat. Never hesitate. Procrastination's for pussy. They're getting fucked. Your time's up. Out of luck. Real big, must not love your kids. Otherwise, you recognize it's real when you see it. Now I know your face.
believe it. Don't make us demonstrate. Don't make us demonstrate.
I think you should try to collab with that dude.
Alright, I'll reach out with him, see what I can do.
Yeah, I think they should get on the track together.
Okay.
But hold on, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What it do?
Cracking.
Hello?
Who is this?
What it do? This is Big, baby. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Big?
What's going down, family?
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Well, alaikum salam, brothers. How y'all doing?
Chilling. What's going on, man? Long time no hear from, bro.
Man, I thought I'd call my brothers, man. I'm feeling good. How y'all doing, man? Hey,
man, you know, we just try to make it, man. Let's just try to make it.
Well, I see y'all still holding it down, man. That's all good.
Oh yeah, man. You know, we gotta give a shout out to Big, man. One of the original people who put this Blog Talk Radio thing down for the G. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have never even thought about even doing a show.
Right.
There you go.
Did you check out the interview, Big? Yeah, I heard it, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. And that was him y'all was playing, right?
No, I'm talking about the interview. From Who's Your Boy?
Who's Your Boy? I didn't hear.
Gave you a shout out, man.
Oh, I missed it then. I didn't hear that one.
Oh, man. Go to cscspeople.com and play it, man. We gave you a shout out.
I'm going to it, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all got something special on there tonight anyway. I know how y'all get down. Well, I got
What's
my camcorder. I'm ready.
Oh, there you go.
All right, hold on, Big. Let's bring in Janine. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm like,
hey, what's going
like
on,
that?
Baby?
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in. We got another new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up, Miss Butter?
How y'all doing?
Hey there, buddy.
All right. Hi.
Damn, man. We got the whole alumni back, don't we?
All right, it's going down.
We got Big, we got Butter, we got the whole alumni back. Sound like a webcam night to me.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready.
Sound like a webcam.
Brother, did you see my compliment I gave you in the chat room and you got out of the chat room?
I got out of the chat. I told you I'd be right back.
Did you see the compliment I gave you?
Mm-mm. I hadn't paid attention to it yet.
Because it just said Butter left the room. I'm going to erase my compliment now.
What did you say?
No, don't worry about it. Once you come back, you'll see it.
No, you can't tell me. Okay.
So what's going on, everybody?
Dang it, I feel like this old times. Let's get it popping. We got the whole old crew back. We got Butter, we got the name, we got Big, we got Wick. Oh, come on, man. We got the whole old crew back. See, I feel like this 2 years ago.
All right.
Now, you know we got to ease Waylo and LaFondi into it because they don't know nothing about Big and Butter. I wouldn't look at the
photos. Trust me, I know all men. I was like, that.
Well, I'm new to it. Now, Waylo, now in the interview, I gave a shout out to Butter.
Yeah, we did.
What?
I gave her a shout out. Now this is Butter here. This is Butter. When I said that I wanted to be the next Howard Stern, and I said we have some shock video for your ass. We used to have some great motherfucking webcam shows. Butter was the reason. Butter was the reason that we had those great webcam shows.
Oh wow!
right.
Are you still messing with dude? You still messing with the superstar?
I was never messing with him. What are you talking about?
Huh? I'm talking about the dude that kept looking at the camera that night. Him.
Oh my goodness.
You remember who I'm talking about now? I mean, I don't want to put it all the way out there.
I think you already did.
No, I didn't tell nobody nothing. I just asked the question, were you still messing with dude? That's all I asked.
Ain't that all I said. Ain't that something?
I'll pick that as a note.
I can't answer that question.
Oh, okay.
Her pimpstress won't let her allow her to answer that question.
What?
I said, you being a pimpstress and all, it won't allow you to answer that question.
Hey, you ain't asking too many questions. You ain't give us no lowdown on Bushwick or nothing.
Well, no lowdown to give.
Okay.
It wasn't no lowdown to give.
Well, she ain't lost that moan yet. She still got that moan going.
He's a nice person though.
Oh, yeah?
I did meet him and everything. Hung
he seemed
out
like a cool
for
dude.
A minute. Huh?
He seemed like a cool dude.
Yeah, he was.
Man, that dude is crazy. That dude is beyond crazy. Stop out.
I love his conversation.
Wow.
I bet you did.
Wow.
Anybody that don't know, Bushwick Bill, formerly of the Ghetto Boys, and Butter had a conversation. And we're just trying to get the lowdown on what happened on the conversation, that's all. See anybody out there in radio land?
It was just about what we talked about on the show, about the Illuminati.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Oh no, it wasn't that kind of conversation.
Illuminati.
I ain't got nothing juicy to talk about.
Oh, now I will have to give you a shout out, bud. I really don't want to talk about this shit, but I will give you a shout out. The little video you posted with LeBron James. Uh-huh. That was very interesting.
I'm glad you looked at that.
I say that I believe it, but it was interesting. He could have been throwing up gang signs. You never know.
No, those wasn't gang signs. You know that wasn't no damn gang signs.
Here we go. Here we go, Moonstar Quasar. Motherfucker sound like Elroy Jetson.
I'm saying.
Okay, you know what? Just for the hell of it, just for entertainment purposes, and my man Big ain't been on there, and I know that he's found a newfound religion. Big.
Oh, no,
I'll let you, man. Big, what do you think about this Illuminati thing?
Well, you know that Illuminati shit is that's that old devil worshiping type stuff, man. You sacrifice your family member, or you take one up the ass or something like that, you know. And supposedly you get rich like that, you know. That's saying, you know, they said Martin Lawrence did, you know, he took one, he wore a dress, so he got rich. Tyler Perry wearing dresses, he rich. So, you know,
let me ask you, Big. Do you think it's true, or do you think it's just the motherfuckers? That's just the way they are.
No, well, you know, in my religion, falling, it's true. It is a secret society. That's the truth.
Thank you so much.
That is the truth. Yeah, I mean, it is a secret society, and like I say, you know, they even say Kanye did it. You know, he sacrificed his mother, you know, in order to, you know, I'm serious, he got richer as she died. I mean, he's like, you know, he on top of the game now.
Don't bullshit me.
No. I mean, y'all, you got to do see the facts, man. If you listen to him and Jay-Z songs, man, I mean, they basically telling you they, you know, the kings and princes of this thing. You just got to listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those two, they might be on some, but, I mean, as a whole, I don't buy into it as a whole. Because, I mean, just because you got talent, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying, you didn't lay it on the casting couch for another man or didn't kill your mama. Some people make it because they just got pure talent.
When you get into the upper elite, man, I'm not just talking about being just, you know, rich, I'm talking about being wealthy. I mean, to get up into that upper elite, they got a secret society to get you there, man. You didn't even sell your soul to the devil.
And talent on the go as far as you can get heard.
Yes, right. You can have all the talent you want, but
if you're not getting heard, you're not going to make it.
That's right.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question then. Let me ask y'all a question about one of the best black actors in the world, in history. Denzel. Now, y'all telling me Denzel is wealthy. He got to be in the upper class.
He is.
You telling me Denzel then bent over a couch? I ain't buying that, man.
I'm going to tell you why he has, man. If you look at Denzel, and this is going to be a fact to you, Denzel has never been on a television show, right?
Yes, he has.
No,
yes,
he played a doctor. He played a doctor.
Show
he played a doctor
on ER. Wasn't it ER?
Exactly.
ER.
Well,
you talking
like
about
that.
35 years ago.
Saint Elsewhere.
Oh, Saint, I knew it was one of them damn.
That was 25 years ago. He ain't been on there since.
Okay.
Because he know the real fact, if he wanted to get money, man, see, the white people got it like this. If you want to get money, you want to be in movies, man, because you can make more money in movies than playing around with television. So they told him, man, to stop doing television, and he gonna get money. And right now, when he do movies, he normally the only black actor in the movie. He don't have a sidekick black person. He stopped doing them movies a long time ago with Spike Lee. That was the only time he was doing them movies with other black people. Now he do movies with white people.
Mm-hmm. So you telling me Denzel part of the Illuminati?
Right. Denzel,
the coolest
Will
black
Smith.
Man on the planet.
Will Smith.
He's just too damn cool. Now, Will Smith,
honey,
Will Smith, yeah. But see, what y'all fail to realize is most of these people y'all talking about, they tend to show gay tendencies anyway.
Right, exactly.
So maybe they were already gay before they even made it big. You know what I mean?
That's my point. That's my whole
see,
point.
Denzel didn't want to get fucked in ass, so that's why they had that scene in Training Day where he got shot in the ass.
Right,
there you go.
Well, hold on now. But he didn't really get shot. It was just
That was still the meaning of character for him to get shot in the ass.
Right, because he always playing a good guy, and then they let him made him play evil cat too.
Right.
I mean, it was all part of the they scam. They're part of the game.
But he won an Oscar behind it.
Right, and
that's
the only Oscar he won out of all of the talents that he has made.
Right,
they
I
make
know,
a hell
movie
of a case.
Really did.
They make a hell of a case, y'all. If y'all actually listen to him.
No, okay, hold on for a second, Wick. Hold on. Okay. Now you saying Denzel won Oscar because he took a bullet in the ass? What about Holly Berry?
Well, you know why Holly won.
Fucked by Billy Bob.
Right, she sucked the white man.
Say more?
She sucked the white man off and got an Oscar. That's what happened. That movie was the worst movie on the planet. It don't even make sense.
Hold on. Half them Oscar movies suck. Half of them suck. A lot of them we don't even know nothing about now. Come on, Big. Do we even watch the Oscars? I mean,
hell no.
half the movies that be on that we've never heard of.
I mean, but you got to give it to me, brother. That movie sucks so bad because the whole irony of her that she started dating the man who executed her old man. I mean, that's just an ironic thing to do, and it's a white man at that.
Mm-hmm.
And his father
was prejudiced
as hell.
But a black man wrote it.
Right. And we already know Tyler Perry is the right one. He's yatching up in rank already because he keep wearing the dress.
Well, he's a fag anyway, though.
Whoa. We don't want
to use that. He's a homosexual.
You said what?
He's a recovering homosexual.
He's a
queen.
He's a recovering homosexual.
Right, recovering.
So see, you know what? I knew all those rumors about him and Oprah was bullshit. Cause that dude, he's got to be gay.
He has to be gay.
I mean, if you think about it, look at all his movies. First of all, the black man ain't never positive in none of his movies, unless he in it.
He's the only positive brother in the movie.
Right, exactly. That's the way it's done.
Not in Dead with a Girl.
And Shamar,
he was a rapist. He was a rapist, though.
Idris Elba was not a rapist.
He was convicted.
He was a high school star who got convicted, but he didn't do anything.
Wait a minute, hold on, who is this saying this?
This is Mo.
Who is Mo?
Right, who are you with, Mo?
Mo, baby?
Don't matter who I'm with, just know that Idris Elba was not a rapist.
Hold on now, Mo. Welcome to the show. But, he was convicted of a statutory rape
in the movie. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was, but you know he didn't do it. It was because he was a black athlete.
Okay. It seems like you're a Tyler Perry fan. I'm going to ask you one question.
No, I'm saying like she's an Aries. I don't think she's so much a Tyler. Yeah, whatever. The dude played off the wire. That's what I call him.
Idris Elba.
Okay, baby. All right, Mo.
Before you ask the Tyler Perry question,
Mo, whose phone are you on? Because you're not on my switchboard.
It doesn't matter. Just ask the question.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Ain't this a bitch? Now, hold on, Mo. I'm trying to holler at you, man.
Okay, well, come on and ask the question so I can answer.
But Mo, you just jumped on the phone.
No, I was listening, so I wanted to see if I wanted to say something.
Okay, I'm figuring you with butter, so I'm okay.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not with you?
No.
Well, Mo, who the hell are you with?
It doesn't matter. Ask the question, sweetheart. Come on.
Wow, who is she with?
I don't know. I want to know myself.
She's still talking.
Is you going to ask the question?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I got a Tyler Perry question for you.
Okay, come on.
Out of all his movies, other than him, name one positive black man in as one of his characters. Just one.
The one who was married to Shania Lathan.
Which movie?
I forget the name of that. The one who married her and she was messing around with the white boss.
Okay. Yeah, but he turned out to be a woman beater because he whooped her ass.
No,
she
had an ass whooping coming. He could have whooped her ass. He just slapped her.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't nobody want him
in his pocket. Taste out of her damn mouth. As well as he should.
He deserved what he got. He was a pop.
And you know what? You know what? And I agree with you, Janine. I agree with you. If you're going to sit there and let a motherfucker do you like that, you deserve to get what you got. I wish I would come to a damn whistle call. You tell me. Take your ass over there and go sit down.
Go sit down when somebody tell y'all so. Y'all just don't want nobody to tell you to sit down in front of people.
What?
I said you go sit down anyway. You just don't want to be told to sit down in front of people.
Look here, now Mo, I'm going to tell you. if we in a party like they was in, and you going to tell me go sit down, I'm talking business.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Lost your motherfucking mind, Mo. You crazy.
First of all, when grown folks talking, you should be.
Ooh,
and if I ask you to speak, speak.
Oh, man. Mo, you lost your goddamn mind. Oh, you
well,
lost
damn,
your
man.
Motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
Mo, I'm going to have to tell you.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
You ain't gonna sit there and tell me in front of no other motherfucker. Next time you hear grown folks talk, shut the fuck up. Yeah, all right. You'd have got smacked way before that damn, before the end of that movie. That movie would not have had another part to it. Cut. This nigga has smacked the shit out of her already. Cut.
You didn't pull the slacker yet.
Hey. And as I'm walking off the set,
recognize the G in me, niggas.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's up.
Well, that's what you say.
Also, Mo, you condone that.
What? Condone what?
I mean, so you felt it was appropriate for her to just ball a man out like that.
No, I don't think it was appropriate. I think she got what what her hand called for.
But it's still only one movie. Okay, one guy. He ended up being a woman beater.
How you keep calling him a woman beater? That was a justified slap. That was a justified slap.
I
wasn't a woman beater. That was a justified slap.
But everybody else is negative in the man's movie. That's because a black man broke his heart at one point in time. That's all that is.
Oh, that is so cold.
Some brother that broke his heart.
I got to agree with you.
That's what happened, man. Some brother that broke his heart, so now he got something against black men.
No, he just educated women so that they won't be slow.
Come on, get the fuck out of here with that. Hey, educating black women. Damn, ain't y'all educated enough? Y'all need
it's a lot. No, because it is a lot of sisters out here that is not educated.
So, in other words, y'all need a black man to educate you?
They need somebody to educate them.
Okay, wait a
minute. Get the fuck out of here!
Come on now, how many stupid women out here that you know? Come on, let's talk the truth. It's a bunch of stupid ones out here, so he just training them how they should be.
Hold on, man. Let me just ask this. And Mo, how is he training them to be?
Well, he's training them to have some kind of self-respect for themselves. Because there's too many women out here that don't.
She's
training them how to hate black men.
He's training them how to hate black men. That's what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing.
No.
Yes, he is, because he don't show no black man in a positive light. He, unless it's him.
I did not just say Idris Elba and an old boy from that played on Soul.
He was a child molester. Well, he was a rapist, statutory rapist. So you can't count him.
Right. I mean, even though in the end he beat old boy ass and he got his kid, you still had. Why did you throw in that he? Why he couldn't just been a hardworking black man that tried to, you know, that was trying to get his kids? But he had to throw that twist in there. Oh yeah,
exactly.
He was
because life has twists. It has to be realistic. How many brothers you know out here that have a little twist to their story?
Hold on, baby. Let me go get my boots, man.
Yeah, because there's a lot of shit. She's been jumping shit all the way.
I got my boots on.
All right, well,
that's what I'm telling you. Because, see, real niggas got real problems, but when you speak of real problems, we're not supposed to say nothing, right?
Okay, everybody, hold it though. Let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, Sean?
What's happening, Sean? Hey, Sean, how you doing? Getting the chat room tonight, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there waiting on you, girl. I'm in there right now. I'm waiting on you. For y'all that missed the chat room, y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so fuck you, too. If it's the chat room, then you know what I'm talking about. Hey, Sean. How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right. I understand. Y'all get away with it, but now I got to get back to Mo.
What?
All right, now, Mo, come on now. Real talk now. You really think that this man depicts, I mean, he really put black men in a positive light?
I don't think that he puts black men in a positive light that people want to see. He just tells a real story. So you know how black people is. They you know we got problems, but we don't want you to tell nobody we got problems.
No, because the world has already been telling you for the past, what? Shit. How many years?
But that tells you to get your shit together. Don't get mad because you need to get your shit together. Black men need to get their shit together.
Mo, baby.
What?
It's not just all black men are not negative like that. I mean,
no, they're not.
You can't keep depicting. I mean, how you gonna raise the black man up if you constantly putting him down? I mean,
no, it's not that you're putting a black man down. You telling him, look, you have come a long way, but it's a little more that you need to do. Quit asking people to stand up and clap for shit that you should already be doing. I'm not finna sit up here and tell you you a good ass man for doing shit you're supposed to do anyway.
Once they do
what they're supposed to do, they want you to bow down and kiss their ass.
Mo, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. My daughter's 17 years old. My daughter's 17, and I refuse to let her watch a Tyler Perry movie because if she do, she gonna get the wrong idea about brothers.
That's not necessarily because if she's 17 years old and you raising her, she know the difference between TV and real life.
Thank you.
Yeah, but if she sees a Tyler Perry movie, all she sees is a rapist, a killer, a car thief. That's all she sees.
Shit, if she go outside, she see that. Where she live at? If she live in Gary, shit, there's probably somebody next door. That's it. They got to go.
She don't live in Gary. Hey, she don't live in Gary.
No.
Hey, don't be talking about Gary.
Hold on. I mean, that's everywhere you go now. Come on, Mo.
I mean, that's true. That's everywhere you go. That's
so why you pinpointing Gary?
I mean, because I'm just saying surround us. Ain't this Gary Radio?
Oh, no, we worldwide, baby. We ain't
okay,
here.
Well, it could be anywhere.
Hold on. Did she just say it's Gary Radio?
That says Gary Radio.
Yeah, I get it.
Damn.
Oh, baby, we ain't just local. We nationwide.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, nationwide, it could be everywhere you go.
Okay, but now, now the thing is, we are from Gary. Now
okay.
What? Now here we are, two black men from Gary, just trying to do something positive.
Okay.
Something
okay.
positive.
Okay, and it's people that do stuff positive every day. You want me to give you a cookie? You're supposed to live and do positive things.
But you don't see that in the Tyler Perry movies. But Mo, it seems like you just keep putting a negative spin on the black man.
No, I'm not putting a negative spin on the black man. I mean, I love black men. But I'm not going to sit here and say, because you do what you're supposed to do, that I'm going to jump up and down. I mean, it's showing every aspect of the black man. It shows the good and the bad. It shows what we need to do
as a
people.
What good do he show, Mo? What good is
he shows that a father stood by, no matter whatever happened, to take care of his children.
He could be a racist, but he can
mom.
Still take care of his kids.
Okay, hold on. Let me cut both of y'all off for one second. I'm gonna bring in a new caller, but let me ask you this question: are you black?
Don't I sound black?
No,
yeah, you do. But see, listening to what you're saying right now. Everybody listening to what you're saying right now. This is why the brothers always ask that one question.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Carla, what's that?
Really? A woman is a woman. That's why they get the dumb shit. That's why Tiger Woods got what he got and Kobe got what he got. So when you do that, you just don't
No Kobe talk. Kobe wasn't found guilty of nothing. No Kobe talk. Let me bring in a new caller. Carla, what's happening?
What's good? This is Waylo.
Oh, what's up, dog?
My bad, man. I had a good proposition call flying and shit, so I had to take care of that.
Did you notice him and LaFonda both got off at the same time and then called back at the same time? Now he's talking about he had to make a run. And LaFonda just said, see earlier, oh, never mind.
I want my man already.
I apologize for my outburst.
Oh, man, motherfucker, called me left and right about this music, man.
The black man hater.
Who the black
man
hater?
Mo is a black man hater.
I am not a black man hater. I just don't like bullshit. It don't matter what color you are.
Oh, Lord, here we go with this. Please do not say you're allergic to bullshit. Please don't say that.
No, because sometimes I'm on bullshit, but I just don't like it.
How you going to be on bullshit but don't like it?
Because I like it when I do it, but I don't like it when other people do it.
Mo, you out your damn mind, Mo. You are crazy. Mo, you are really crazy.
I understand you, girl.
Yeah,
That's right. And plus, women do bullshit so much better than men do anyway.
Could you get mad when a dude be on bullshit and you on bullshit?
Because you're stupid enough to let me catch your bullshit.
Don't say I'm stupid enough. They stupid enough not to catch the bullshit.
Well, they stupid enough. Because you don't catch my bullshit until I let you know I'm on bullshit.
Mo. Let me let you in on a secret, baby.
I'm listening.
All right, why you keep thinking that you're so smart and that we're not smart enough to catch you on your bullshit? Actually, we know you're doing the bullshit. We just glad that that's keeping your attention away from all bullshit. you're not no smarter than us.
No, you know what? You know what? I never said I was smarter than y'all because actions speak louder than words, so I don't have to talk it. I could just show it.
Don't bullshit me.
Okay. Right. I mean, now we can make this a battle of he versus she, but in all reality.
But then I'm gonna win anyway. I'm gonna win. So this is your show, sweetie. So I'm gonna let you do it. So step back and let you win.
Mo, sweetheart, please. I mean, if you feel you gonna win, then I'm glad you got that confidence in you. But and you might walk away thinking you won. But considering that me and you ain't fucking, I mean, who's to say?
Really? If I was fucking you, you would know. And then you would talk to me.
I would hope so.
And you wouldn't speak out of her. If I was fucking you, you would know.
You looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Can I help you, sir?
Well, I tell you what, Mo. This is Father Time talking. And if you was laying in my bed,
know your role and shut your mouth.
I'm still trying to figure out one thing. One thing I'm trying to figure out. Did Mo just pirate it? Did she just pirate our show? Because she do not have her own switchboard.
I know who she with. She with old school. She with the original gangster.
Oh, okay. That figures.
Whatever.
Mo done went crazy.
before you and Mo get started, man, let me hit your theme music, dog. We got the game going on.
I mean, you know what? I like Mo's points, though. I mean, I understand what she's saying, but at the same
no
time,
no way, man, no way.
No, hold on, man. I give her for this. I give her A because the simple fact that she really believes in what she's saying. So, I mean, you can't knock nobody for that. I mean, she's serious in her convictions, but, hey, I mean, Mo, come on, though. Wow. A lot of this stuff you're saying, you know it's bullshit, right?
Of course.
But it sounds good. And I can tell that the shit that you say, you get a lot of motherfuckers like that, don't you?
I don't do that.
Speak the truth, Mo. You get a lot of motherfuckers with that. Because you're a slick-talking motherfucker. I can give you that.
Yes, she's slick. Yes, she is.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? That's who we are.
You ain't no player.
We recognize that shit. Like I say, game recognize game, baby.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting to recognize that.
Well, see, Mo, that's the whole thing. We don't need you to recognize us.
Okay, well.
But now, Mo, I do give you, this is me talking, and I do give you credit. I do give you credit for the things you were saying. Because I'm pretty sure you can get a lot of motherfuckers to fall for that shit. And like Janine said earlier, if a motherfucker fall for it, so be it. That's on their ass.
Yeah, okay. I ain't going to say too much nothing, but yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, now I'm giving you props, and now you don't want to talk when I give you props.
I said thank you. I mean, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I said whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What?
Goddamn, Big.
What's
that? Big, you, boy. Only you.
Yeah, the original gangster didn't call and show up.
Right, it's always some shit with Big call.
I love y'all's show, man. I love it.
That damn hoe, boy, she's something else, man.
Damn, I
thought
you knew. You
better
Google.
Say Google.
You know what, Mo? Let me tell you something, Mo. This
what?
From everybody in Sin Street, this what we all want to
shut the fuck. Shut. Did I say no? Oh shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Hey Mo, you know this all in good fun, baby. I'm glad you called the show. Hey, I'm having a ball with you.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm enjoying myself.
I just think your views on black men are a little bit out there.
I just come out with it.
So now Mo, let me ask you. Why do you have these views on black men like that? Did something happen, or you just...
What views do you mean I have on black men?
I mean, because you agree with Tyler Perry. I mean, so...
I agree with some of the things that he said. I don't agree with all of the things.
Okay, well, now tell me, what do you disagree with?
I don't think all people have to be in organized religion to, to be better people. I don't think that you have to be in organized religion. But I just think that, and he shows a picture of what needs to be improved. And, some black men need to improve their game.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up, Big. Let me ask you something.
Right.
Is this the same Mo from your show?
No, this is me. I'm an original. I'm my own person.
I do not know that lady.
I'm not asking you, Mo. I asked Big.
I just told you. What can he tell you that I can't tell you? Don't ask him. Ask me.
Oh, Lord. You know what, Big? And I'm gonna tell you like this, Big.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl, y'all.
I ain't mad at her. But Mo, you will not get last word on my show. Now, Mo, you can't get last word. No, you're not gonna get it. But I do like the effort that you're putting up.
Yeah, okay.
I do like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like the effort that you're putting up.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You want
that? But not Mo. But at the end of the day, Mo. Hold on, man. Let me and Mo finish this sentence out now. Now, Mo, I like what you're doing. I mean, I like the way you talk. But then when you this is my show, all right? And at the end of the day, Mo.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
Now quit fucking with my groove, Mo. Let's have fun on this show.
I thought I was going to show you the difference between fucking and fucking around.
Now you're talking. Now, please explain that. What is the difference?
What's the difference?
Yes. I would love to hear it.
Gentlemen, get a pen and paper, baby.
Big.
I don't get it out
for free. Really big. Really big. Look here, Malcolm and Betty Shabazz. He coming on this show.
Move.
Boy, y'all is some food for that. Okay. I ain't mad at you, Malcolm.
Whatever.
Let's jump into another song right quick, y'all.
Now hold on, man. Before we get in this song, see, I'm gonna say one more thing to her. You see, I can't be a motherfucker and put my boy Wick on you And I'm going to tell you, and I know what we're going to come at you with.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, before we go into the song, Mo, I'm gonna give you something from one of the greatest black men to ever live. Are you listening, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is from one of the greatest black men to ever live.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Cute.
Solo like I, numero uno amigo. Heron, needle, lethal, beat, stop, won't skip a beat though. Shut it down, one riff, won't be no sequel. Capital punishment, burden with medieval. The speakers now addition to your legal. Dialect is desert eagle. Strong voice for the deepest shoulder, but you're bringing me through. Classes since 11th grade, lame, see through. Ain't even bragging, thinking out loud, body, I see you. Bottom line, ain't too many do it like me, I'm bruh. Every division of a commission focused on progress. Spread my city, though it's still invested in jobless. No matter who they bitten off, we eat regardless. Get to them both sides of the coin, no problem. Rather see me acting up on these beats, and no problem. We starving, plotting for profit, but niggas known to rob you.
However you want, your desire, get it to them like I ever they want. I can give it to them like I ever they want.
That first verse just came on attention. I ain't murder one brother or get a brick of cocaine off. Show them the difference from rhyming and just rapping. Skill a combination of practice, actually don't just happen. Step in the arena, Excalibur warrior dagger. Yeah. No graduation cap, a valedictorian swagger. Yeah, so. Can do the unbelievable, lyrically advanced. Mustard ass niggas trying to catch up and they don't stand a chance. Embrace my struggle, parlayed, made it my hustle. Cohabitat and serenade the same street stays in the jungle. Shine like the brightest of stars and still remain humble. This is just volume one. I'm a say something.
However you want, your desire, get it to them like I ever they want. I can give it to them like I ever they want.
Like assholes, that being said, keep what was supposed to be popular. Who did the opposite? Road seldom travel by the multitude. You're now tuned into my zone. Prepare to get your mind blown. Steady my course over bumpy roads and potholes. Empty lager bottles and good old Julio homegrown. The warehouse, my campus, co-defended music bandits. Look, ma, no hands, and still handling shit. Cool as the other side of the pillow. Anti-love, catch a full black smacker. Anti-whack, nigga, put me anywhere, jack and bet all of that. No need to front, I get to them like however they want.
However they want, so I give it to them like I ever they want. I can give it to them like I ever they want.
Y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, I'm going to play a song in about 10 minutes. And it's a baby daddy song. It's the first positive baby daddy song I ever heard in my damn life. And I'm going to play it for y'all in about 10 minutes.
First positive baby daddy song.
A positive baby daddy song, dude.
I guess. Hold on, we got Big back. Big, what's happening?
Oh, my fault, nigga. I dropped the call. I'm back on.
You brought your girl back with you?
Don't worry about if I'm back.
Yeah, she back.
Yeah, she's
fully in the
suggestion.
And how can you have a positive baby daddy song?
I'm going to play it for you in 10 minutes.
What's positive about a baby daddy?
If you look at it, baby daddy, there's nothing ever positive said about a baby daddy. Nothing.
Right.
That woman
because
always got something negative said about a baby daddy. These two females came out with a positive song.
A baby daddy is negative in just in the sand.
How is baby daddy negative?
Because nobody wants to be a baby daddy. Why don't you be a father?
Mo, got your ass on with that bullshit.
Oh, wow.
God damn, Mo. Now, you just reaching for shit now. Come on, Mo.
I'm serious. When we say baby daddy, it's not nothing nice. If you a baby
well,
daddy, that means
that's because you make... That's because y'all made it nothing nice. Shit. I mean, hell. Mo, come on, man. You talking crazy now.
I'm not talking crazy. I'm just telling you, baby daddy equals shit. If he good, then you call him by his name or you call him father.
Okay, so what do you call a man that you're not with no more?
Not shit.
My baby's father.
Right, you
baby
call him by his name. If he a halfway decent man, then you call him by his name.
Get the fuck out of here,
baby daddy.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. Mo, you can say baby daddy, baby father, whatever. As long as I'm doing my job, I don't give a fuck what your title is that you call.
I agree with you 100%. Now, what you got to say about that, Mo?
What?
Cat got
she quiet?
Time? She quiet? Oh, shit. Lord, somebody write the date down.
Right the
everybody
time,
go to
too.
Church. That's all
it ain't
going to
last
church.
Long.
By the end.
It ain't going to last long.
He ain't got nothing to say.
See, this some shit old. This some shit big then started. That's all this shit is. This shit.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's move on since she done quiet down now. Let's get it going. Now, we can always talk about this baby daddy thing, though. I mean, okay, okay, Janine, you're a mom. Butter, you're a mom.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever say anything positive about the baby daddy? Honestly.
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
Real, okay, just give me one positive thing y'all say about your baby dad. Just one. LaFon, you a mom, too.
He has a beautiful, smart, beautiful daughter.
So no positive thing is something dealing with the child. I'm talking about something positive just about
him.
I'm
going to tell you, and he breaks his back to do whatever it is she needs done.
Okay. Janine, what do you say positive about your baby dad?
He ain't him.
Well, he dead for real. But the time he was here, he was a he was a good he was there for my daughter. Was.
But let's keep the kids out of it. Let's take the kids out of it.
Well,
just tell me something positive about them as a person.
I don't have nothing to do with it. Once the kids get to a certain age, I'm out of it. They can be with their father and do whatever. He was there for her. That's all I care about. I don't care nothing about him.
You know what? I agree with you. Hold on, Timer. I mean, they ain't got to say nothing positive about him. As long as he's doing his job for his kids, I mean, you ain't never got to say nothing positive. You can call him every bastard, no good, tramp, dog, hoe, smut. As long as he's doing for his kids and he ain't, you know, y'all ain't in no relationship and he ain't doing you dirty. Fuck you. Oh, no, I call my ex.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
Oh
I can't say nothing positive about him.
This is what you're going to get. So your question, you beating a dead horse with that question. I mean, nobody's going to say nothing positive about their child's father, especially if they're not together. The most positive thing you're going to get is, well, he take care of his child. That's it.
Nope. You don't even do that.
Man, come on, man.
I'm not talking about you, LaFonda.
Because I'm not feeling.
What you say,
Willow?
I said, shit, me and talk about that baby mama too, shit.
Exactly.
I call my baby mama an incubator. She ain't no mother, she ain't no baby mama. She just had the baby.
A goddamn vessel. That's what I call them.
And you get on here for all the time, week after week, talking about your baby mama. So come on, man. Now, ladies, I'm on y'all's side on that. You got to cut them some slack. You can't sit there and say, well, why y'all can't say nothing positive about the baby daddies? Because we don't say nothing
positive. That's not what I said. I'm going to go down the line.
I am the best baby mama ever.
I bet you he banged a different old motherfucker.
I bet you any money they will never say anything bad about me ever.
Are you with him?
No, I'm not with them.
Okay, they're going to say something bad. Old bitch going to leave me. Trifling ass. Damn that bitch. Bitch going to leave me for no motherfucking reason. I was a good nigga to her. Fuck that bitch. Oh, he going to say something bad. I'm telling you. You can be the best baby mom in the world. You ain't with me, old bitch.
Ratchet ass bitch.
Heard it. Fucking that other nigga. with that ugly ass car. My car look better than his shit. Wow. I'm just saying, man, it's just a natural thing. We have nothing good to say. I mean, not to say that we actually really hate the person, but in some cases we just don't have nothing good to say.
Like somebody else's mama, you'd be like, you know, where's her husband at? His sorry ass and that.
Right. Yeah, you hear that shit all the time.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and play the damn song.
I want to hear what song you talking about my damn self.
All right, well, here we go.
I love my baby daddy, 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 I fuck with you heavy, I'm a rad with you if you in a Benz or a Chevy, cause you my baby daddy, we ain't gotta have no kids, I don't care who I'm fucking, you go always be my friend, you go always be my nigga, I'ma always be your bitch, I was fucking round with you. Wait before you get rich, I'ma still fuck with you if a nigga fall off, cause that's my job and I can't call off. And you got a lot of bitches, but them hoes is invisible. You never let me see it, cause you know that it's a principle. And you know I'm crazy, I whoop that bitch so fast, so bad, and run over that hoe with my moped. I love my baby daddy, 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 I love my baby daddy. I love my baby daddy, 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 so I ain't in love with you. If you ever get this pussy, you will still be number two. Don't make me act no fool, don't make me lose my cool. Them bitches want that dick retreat, don't make me pull my tool. I met him back in high school, he gon' always be to my pool.
pictures and so I didn't really have nothing on there.
Okay, well, for me,
I went through a couple of other people's pictures, too, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that, now from me to you, from me to you, brother.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
All right, now, buddy, he gave you the Obama answer. I'm gonna give you the Republican answer.
What's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
Well, now before all right, now you know we ain't got that much time. We only got like 10 minutes. Hey, Waylo.
What up?
John on the phone.
Who the fuck she ain't?
Damn, y'all.
John was in the chat room last week too, dog.
Father
Penn. Yes, ma'am.
I had a special.
I'm sorry.
Guess what?
Huh?
You didn't. I had a special surprise for you. Guess what? It's canceled. You want to open your mouth?
I didn't say that. He did.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
Okay. I know Penn instigated, but he's going to instigate me.
All I said was that she was on the line. That's all I said. I ain't said nothing about the camera.
You didn't say that. You didn't even know.
I ain't said nothing about the camera.
No.
But
he didn't know
because
when
Cass was like, I'm
going to
show
him,
like, no, she ain't.
Well, I appreciate it, bro, but don't talk to me now.
Hey, best friend, Waylo.
Yeah, how you doing? My mind is stimulated right now. So I ain't even going to go there right now.
Go ahead. Ain't that the best time to go there?
What? Well, shit. Get me started.
What you got? I could take
you. Yeah, okay.
All right, Big. I see Big. My boy Big. I assume Big and Mo is back. Mo.
What?
Yeah. You know what? We coming down to the. I mean, I know we finna come to like the end of the show, and you probably before you hang up or anything. I just want to see if you got any last words. That's all.
Right. I heard that bullshit ass song, and who was that that said it was a good baby mama song?
That
was me.
No, that was some bullshit.
You know We ain't agreed on that.
I would have thought you'd have listened to the song first before you put it out there.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Yeah. Well, join the club, nigga. I got a fan club. Join the club.
Mo,
you need to get in the chat room. I need to put a face to this voice.
Okay.
Mo, I'm on your side on this.
You what?
I'm on your side on this one. I hate the song.
That's right. Because that was some bullshit, that. That was that Project Girl all the way.
She was doing her talent.
Yeah.
I want no damn talent.
That was bullshit, that.
Proud of herself.
I got to agree with Annie.
Up and down now after hearing it on your radio.
And after hearing that song, I'm sorry, and I really don't want to agree with Mo at all, but I gotta agree with her.
Whatever. Somebody must have gave them $5 to play that because it sucks.
It's rude.
Well, damn, Mo, I think we worth more than $5 now. See,
We were on the same page.
Marching or what? Because
that sucks.
Now, hold on, Mo. You're not now. I agree with you that the song sucks. But now you ain't going to sit here and say we only worth
$5. I didn't say you. And I didn't say a Happy Meal. I said Supersize.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I never liked
what?
You anyway. Pretty
motherfucker. Whatever.
Okay, so Mo, now we coming down to the end of the show. Other than the song, do you have any last words?
No, you said you wanted to get the last word. You're going to try to cut me off anyway.
No, Mo, I'm not. I'm trying to give you a chance. This is what we do at the end of each show. We give everybody when they last words. Do you have one?
Nope, I don't have any last words.
Well, what the hell you called back for, Mo? Huh? I'm glad you called. I hope you call back again.
And I've been put out of better places than this.
We'll get in the chat room with us tonight.
All right.
DanCity.Spruce.com. Big know it. I'm going to fuck Big up on site. Big got an ass whooper coming on site. I'm fucking you up on site. I'm pulling off your Daisiki, nigga. I'm pulling your Daisiki off, motherfucker.
Not the Daisiki.
Big, you got any last words, brother?
Hey, man, I just want to say you guys, man, are the best, man. Y'all got a great show, man. I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I can call and participate, man, with y'all, I'm with you.
That's what's up.
What's up, man? Get in the chat room with us tonight, dog.
We in that chat room. We finna turn it out. What you talking about?
I ain't mad at you. I'm on switchboard, but I ain't mad at you. I know you see me chilling back to relax. Wait, low. Who's your boy entertainment? What's cracking?
You know what it is? It's CDSBruce.com, Who's Your Boy Entertainment.com, Waylo219 on YouTube. Check them interviews out with Cass and me.
That's what's happening. Hey, Sean. How you doing?
I'm sleeping.
What's up, Sean?
What's up?
You know I got the petroleum waiting on you, right?
Oh, really? I thought you used it
our last stuff. Now, I got like one scoop left. Yes. I'm saving it for a good time. Hey, butter said, All right, now I'm just playing. You ain't last words for us, sweetheart?
Yeah. I just wanted to send a shout out to my boo Waylo for helping me. I just want to let you know I ain't forgot about you, boo. And I'm ready to leave.
Waylo, you heard that?
Father, fuck you. No, I'm just playing, though. All
right. Why ain't you real, Waylo?
Oh, I'm just messing with you.
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. I'm going to pull that off of the show and use it as a soundbite. Swear to God, I am. Buddy, you say last words for us.
I enjoyed the show tonight.
Who got the drink? Who got the drink? I'm in the chat room. All right, Wick, you got any last words, bro?
Great show, fellas. Once again, catch y'all tomorrow.
All right. You be on the air by yourself tomorrow, bro. Oh, no, tomorrow Wednesday. My bad.
Dumb.
I'm slipping. LaFon, you got any last words for us?
I had a good one. Good time. That's always stupid as hell, but I had a good time.
Man, everybody on my goddamn song, man. Damn, I thought the motherfucker was nice. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. SandCity.Spruce.com. Hit us up in the chat room. Let's see, we got Butter, we got Jadine, we got Waylo up in here. Shit. Let's get up in here. Let's do it. Let's have a little fun tonight.
All right, y'all, on that note, we out. We want to thank everybody for calling. We want to thank everybody for listening to it on the internet. Y'all can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/SinCityRadio. We out. Peace, love, and hair grease. See y'all in the chat room.